Outgoing Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for his first visit to the Syrian capital in more than a year. Observers say the meeting was intended to end a lengthy rift that began after Mr. Maliki accused Damascus of responsibility for several devastating car bombs last year in Baghdad. President Assad reportedly told Mr. Maliki that he was pleased that relations between both countries were on the mend. He added that the rapid formation of a new Iraqi government would reinforce stronger ties. Prime Minister Maliki was quoted as saying that relations between Iraq and Syria are special and that neither country can get by without the other. Mr. Maliki spent several years in exile in Damascus while an opponent of former Iraqi strongman Saddam Hussein. Mr. Maliki is thought to be seeking Syria's support to remain in office after months of political wrangling following inconclusive parliamentary elections last March. Former Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, his chief rival for the job, visited Syria 2 weeks ago. A political analyst in Baghdad, Salem Mashkour, says the invitation for Mr. Maliki to visit Damascus followed the intervention of Iranian leaders in his favor.
The Prime Minister of Syria invited al-Maliki to visit Damascus. And this came after more than 1 year tension in the relationship between Maliki personally and the Syrian leaders. That was after the agreement between Syria and Iran about al-Maliki. Syrian leaders convinced Syrian leaders, especially Bashar al-Assad, to accept al-Maliki. And Bashar al-Assad agreed to start a new page with al-Maliki.
Syria has long had close ties to Iraq's Sunni opposition movement, and Damascus has repeatedly insisted that it was trying to remain equidistant between Iraq's Sunni and Shiite political parties. Iraq expert Peter Harling of the crisis group in Damascus says Syria appears to be bending in favor of Mr. Maliki now that the United States and Iran appear to be supporting him for a new term.
I think the Syrians realize that Maliki now has support from Iran, obviously, but also the U.S. for rather different reasons. He's seen by both as a solution of continuity, and the Iranians see current dynamics in Iraq as pointing in the right direction from their own perspective. And as you know, the U.S. wants out, and Maliki is the least problematic option, perhaps. So it becomes more difficult for the Syrians to oppose him with as much vigor as in the past.
Harling argues that Mr. Maliki brought several economic incentives with him to Damascus in a bid to garner Syria's support for his remaining in office. Among those incentives are several projects that were frozen last year, including an oil pipeline from Iraq to the Mediterranean via Syria and a pact to refine some Iraqi crude oil in Syria. Prime Minister Maliki recently indicated that he has gained the support of Iraq's key Shiite political formations, giving him the votes in parliament to form a new government. Harling believes that the Prime Minister wants Damascus to help convince rival Iyad Alawi to join the government under acceptable terms. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.